Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA Choice value packs of T-bone steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy one, get one free on select varieties of Entenmann's, Wonder Bread, or Vita Coco Water. All with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger. Fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Trying to get home to stream that highly anticipated series finale? Well, it may take longer with T-Mobile 5G home internet. You could be stuck with slower speeds during the busiest hours because you share your network with cell phone users. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Plus, Cox offers free panoramic Wi-Fi equipment and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Why not switch? Visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Be a barbecue hero with delicious, ultra-low net-carb Hero Bread buns and tortillas. Soft and fluffy, high in fiber, and with 0 grams of sugar, up to 10 grams of protein, coming in at under 100 calories per serving. Oh, and did I mention they taste like their mouth-watering traditional versions? I mean, what's not to love? Use code AH10 for 10% off your first Hero Bread purchase at Hero.co. That's AH10 for 10% off at Hero.co.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Greg DeMarco Show. I am not Greg DeMarco. I'm the person on the show you actually like. Well, you might like Patrick O'Dowd, but you and I both know that you hate Greg DeMarco. My name is Miranda Morales, the queen of soft style and the Twitterless heroine herself, and I'm here to introduce to you the best of The Greg DeMarco Show. This week, we are letting you relive some of the most entertaining segments from the show's past. But before we get to it, I want to make sure you know where to find us on social media. You can follow The Chair Shot at Chair Shot Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can follow me, Miranda Morales, on Facebook and Instagram at the hashtag Miranda, hashtag spelled out. You can follow Patrick O'Dowd on Twitter at Wrestling Realist. There is no I in wrestling, but there is one in realist. And of course, Greg DeMarco. You can follow him at ChairShotGreg on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And while I'm here, I want to let you know that you can go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot to purchase your very own ChairShot t-shirt. With over 25 different designs, there is something for everyone. Now, I am a little biased, and I think you should all get the Queen of Soft Style shirt, my t-shirt. However, you can choose from fan favorites like Suck It Nerds, Baron Corbin Sucks, the unofficial official t-shirt of Patrick O'Dowd, hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling, and of course, classic designs like the OG Chair Shot shirt and multiple Always Use Your Head designs. You can rep the Chair Shot while being comfortable because all shirts are available in soft style, which I highly recommend. So go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot for your very own Chair Shot t-shirt. That is ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.
Sierra Hotel, India, Echo, Lima, Delta, Shield.
Hey folks, listen up, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog with products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net. Pins, stickers, illustrations. angrylemonade.net.
This is my yard now.
A couple of years ago, Greg went off on wrestling fans hating Roman Reigns because he's more of a man than they could ever be. Well, according to Greg. What followed was a hilarious diatribe about men versus boys and women versus girls in wrestling. It was so hard-hitting that Greg came back the following week to give Greg a list of wrestlers, and Greg had to declare if they were a man, a guy, a dude, or a boy, or a woman, a chick, a gal, or a girl. This type of content is why they needed me.
Exactly. But here's the thing. So now we've got Roman Reigns embroiled in a feud with Jinder Mahal. And like I said earlier, this is the holy grail of the Raw brand right now for me. Like, you took Roman Reigns and you took Jinder Mahal and you're putting them opposite each other in a feud. Like, it doesn't get any better than this. But it also, like watching what happened on Monday Night Raw, it was amazing. Like, you had Jinder goes out there and he gets hurt, right? Roman attacks Jinder. They have this big fight. He gets hurt. Jinder's taped up, and the doctor's like, if you can breathe, you can go. And Jinder's walking, and he's the Maharaja, and you're going to see it. And he's talking in Punjabi, and Singh Bro's there with him, and they're talking. And Jinder's going to be a man, and he's going to go out, and he's going to fight. And then Roman attacks him again, and he spears him through this really strange wall that led to nothing behind the wall. Like, it was really – including arrows that were pointing in the wrong direction based on where the wall was. And just go back and watch the YouTube video. It's really, really funny if you look at the detail. Like, they obviously just threw that wall there for the spot, which is fine.
What?
That's what they do. Shockmaster all over again. It's okay. But it worked out better. And so now Jinder's taken out. And we get this feud between Roman Reigns and Jinder Mahal. And obviously they're going to have a match at Money in the Bank. And it's the two guys that the internet couldn't hate more against each other at Money in the Bank. And I absolutely love it.
And here's the thing, dude. I actually think it's kind of brilliant, like from a booking standpoint, because I do think that this is one of those places. I think this is one of those things where they're taking two kind of quote unquote negatives and really have an opportunity to make it a positive, even if it does result in sort of flipping, the allegiance of the fans as to who they're going to be pulling for out of this. But it's. You know, as you sit there and you watch this develop, and you even look at the way, like, funny for backstage spots, Roman looked oddly energized. Maybe because it's a different guy, you know, that he's working with. It was just kind of exciting. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't, and maybe I'm just drinking some of the Greg DeMarco, don't hinder gender Kool-Aid here or something. But it was fun. It was fun, and it's actually a match that I'm like, you know what? I can be down with watching this match. I don't know if I can be down with watching this match, you know, more than, say, one payoff right now, you know, at Money in the Bank, but I can watch it through a Money in the Bank, you know, storyline, and if it seems like they've really got something cooking, maybe further. But I'm open to that. I'm letting it marinate. Feeling pretty good about it, too.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think this needs to be a long, drawn-out feud. And not every feud has to be a long, drawn-out feud. They can be shorter, and that's okay for them to be shorter. Here's the thing that this feud opened my eyes to after Raw on Monday. I realized why the internet hates these guys. Like, I figured it out. I cracked the code on why the internet hates these guys so very much. And what I need you to do, listener out there, is picture in your head Roman Reigns. Google him. Pull up a picture of Roman Reigns. Look at Roman Reigns. Okay, take a good close look at Roman Reigns. Here's the problem. You're looking at Roman Reigns and you realize something. That's a man right there. That's a man that you will never, ever be. Look at him. Look at him. That is a man. It is 100% grade A man, and you'll never be that.
Dude,
internet
I'm
wrestling fan.
Right now.
You'll be fine. You're a progressive human being. You'll be fine.
I am, but man.
That is 100% man. And then look at Jinder. Roids or not, I don't care. Okay, breast implants are just as performance enhancing as steroids are. And everybody was congratulating Alexa Bliss and Peyton Royce and Billie Kay on theirs because they're happy with their bodies. But you're slamming Roman Reigns and Jinder Mahal if they took steroids. Think about that for a minute, that double standard. But take a look at Jinder Mahal. Like that's a man, okay? And I'll make a compare. Like, not everybody out there is a man, okay? And that's – you look at wrestling was built on the backs of men. Look at Hulk Hogan. Hogan was out there, he was fighting with Mr. T against Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff and Rowdy Roddy Piper. Those were men. Those were men beating up men. Like, that's what this business was built on. And the internet looks at that and they're like, oh, I don't like those guys. It's because you're not them. and you're jealous and you're upset. And you look at a guy like CM Punk and he's wearing his t-shirt, he's got it tucked into his tights, and you're like, I could almost be – it's like you talk about women who are attainable hot. And that's why guys like him, because they're attainable hot. Mm-hmm. They look at a CM Punk and they think, I might actually be able to pull that off on my best day if the wind's blowing in the right direction. And I trained for about 17 years. I could probably do that. But you could never be Roman Reigns or Jinder Mahal. And that's why you hate him so very much. And not everybody out there are men. Like I'll be 100% honest with you. Like the and that's why they don't all get the pushes that everyone wants them to get. Seth Rollins? Okay, Seth Rollins is a man. Like, look at him. But look at Tyler Black in Ring of Honor. Go back. Google Tyler Black, Ring of Honor. That was a boy. That was a boy out there trying to be a man. Look at the Shield's debut. All right, or the first time they make their big entrance, they hop over the rail. All right, when they actually get their music and everything. Look at Seth Rollins. Like, at that point, he's like a guy. You know, and as he's growing from there and he turns heel, like, then he's a dude. All right, and guy and dude are kind of interchangeable. But now he's a man. And now everybody loves him. And now he's on top of the mountain again. He's a man, Patrick. Like, wow. I can't even say this without laughing. He's a man. And this is what we need more of. I'm really like the old school pundits right now are loving me because wrestling should be about men fighting men. That's why these guys are on top of the card. That's why Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar main evented WrestleMania, not AJ Styles or Shinsuke Nakamura. Because I'm sorry, those are dudes. Those aren't men. Look at them; they're different.
You know what? We really need William Regal's old music right now.
We do. I'm going to get it for next week because it's William Regal.
You get it.
That's a man. Okay.
He was a real
man.
100%.
He was a real man's man. Even without the stupid music. And there's a reason they gave William Regal that gimmick and didn't give it to AJ Styles.
Pull it off. Right.
He's a man.
Pull it off. And here's the thing is it's not to say that not manly man's can carry something for wrestling for any sort of period of time. I mean, for Christ's sakes, the Honky Tonk Man was the Intercontinental Champion forever. Not a man.
He was a guy. He was a guy.
Those scrawny little chicken legs.
Yeah. Oof, he was a guy. I'll be like, okay, I love Sami Zayn. He's a guy. Yep. He's not a man. He's a guy. Kevin Owens, Universal Champion, future Hall of Famer Kevin Owens. He's a guy. Yep. All right, I have no problem telling you. And look, okay,
He is actually the model that we talk about when some dude's on the couch being like, I can do that. They look at Kevin Owens and they're like, I can do that.
It would be Owens and Zayn. It really would be. Yep. Like, because here's the thing. Like I always compare Kevin. It's the closest comparison to you and I sometimes is Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Like you and I've told you this in private. You if you grow the goatee, you grow a beard, Patrick Adele. That's a man. Like grow back out. I don't know if your wife, but grow back out.
The baby face is a man.
I'm 40. You can say that tomorrow. You can do it. I'm telling you.
Say that. 29 minutes.
29 minutes. Goddamn man. And that's what these guys are. They're men. And here, okay, I'm talking WWE right now, and that's not 100% fair because I know that Andrew Snowflake Balls Belaz is listening right now, and he's rolling his eyes. And because I'm talking about WWE, but I'll be fair, Andrew. I'll stretch it out to New Japan.
Wow.
I have no problem. Tetsuya Naito, that's a guy. That's a 100% guy.
Oh, snap. You did it.
But Kazuchika Okada, that's a man. Look at him. That's a man. Hey, look, I'll be fair, okay? Kenny Omega, look at him. Look at that jawline. That's a man. That's natural selection. That is a man. All right, you can't. All right, sometimes you can grow yourself. What?
Oh, go ahead. I feel like this show should now just become like me naming wrestlers and you yelling that's a man or not.
Next week.
We'll
develop a list of like 100 names and we'll do it. You'd be like Rob Van Dam, I'd be like, that's a dude. And we'll just keep going. It'll be great. 55 is the best 55 minutes of wrestling. But no, look at him. Look at Kenny Omega. Look at his chest. That's a man. Like, that's what people pay money to go see. I'll take it one further. Okay. His golden lover partner, Kota Ibushi.
Yeah.
That's a guy who kind of looks like a boy.
I was like, I
don't know,
like a boy.
Not a boy. Yeah, not still a boy, but not quite a man. Isn't that a saying for something?
He's been a boy for a long time.
Yes. But, and here's the thing. Look, it's 2018. We can be all inclusive. We're talking about a man. Okay. Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi probably sharing a bed tonight when they go to sleep. All right. Kenny's door swings both ways. Like, this is a known thing. Okay. But he can still be a man and do that. That's fine. Well, I guarantee you one thing. When Kenny and Kota, when they go full Golden Lovers and you dim the lights and everything, Kenny's doing it like a man. I guarantee you 100% because he's a man. All right, Google this Paro, P-A-R-R-O-W, wrestles for Evolve, fully out gay. Look at him and tell me that's not a man. He will kill you with a stare alone. That's a man. 150% man. I'm telling you. Go back. Look, Ted DiBiase. He was the $1 million. He was a $1 million boy. He was a $1 million man. Look at that man. It's a man. That's what people love to see. Finn Balor's a guy.
Daniel Bryan?
100% guy. Guy. He's got, yeah, he had the beard, but he's a guy. Look, and he main evented WrestleMania and pulled off one of the greatest storylines in WWE history. But then that was it. It was over. The injury was the best thing that happened to him because he would have carried the story to SummerSlam and gotten destroyed by Brock Lesnar. A man! Like, it just makes perfect sense. And that's where the business grew, the business. And that's and I'm not saying there's no place for the other guys, but, like, this is why people are so mad because they can't do that. Like, it's literally fueled by jealousy. That's where a lot of the hatred – that's where it came from John Cena. John Cena got the push, and he was no longer the doctor of Thugonomics, and he was getting the big push, and he was no longer the guy that they thought they could be. He was the man that they can't be. And it goes for the women too. I mean, look at Charlotte. We talk LOL Charlotte wins, right? That's a woman.
That's a reason.
Okay? Well, Alexa Bliss is an adolescent, okay? Charlotte's a woman. Sasha Banks is a spoiled brat. Charlotte's a woman. Asuka's a woman. Ronda Rousey, who's probably going to be Raw Women's Champion a month from now, is going to do that because it's a woman.
Right.
It's exactly 100% what she is, whereas Nia Jax is the funny character in Pitch Perfect. Okay?
Oh,
Ronda Rousey's a woman. All right? And that's what this is built. I'm spitting truth, Patrick O'Dowd, and I'm laughing.
I know. Yeah,
it's funny, but it's true. And it's a sad state of affairs, but this is why
just remember,
they sell.
Just remember, fans, that's Greg DeMarco at thechairshot.com.
Yes, DeMarco at thechairshot.com. Email me. At me.
For all of
Facebook
your email.
Me. I don't care because you know, that I am right.
This is a big moment for you.
May your inbox
be overflowing.
Yeah, what's the Google what's the quota for Zoho mail? I don't know, but it's going to be overflowed.
Yeah, I think that there is something to that idea of what is a real draw and what's not a draw. And I think that one of my favorite examples, actually, that you didn't mention, because I think that's the other thing, is that larger than life thing is the draw. There's a couple of names you didn't mention. Bret Hart.
He's a guy.
Yeah.
That's why the business went down south. Shawn Michaels, the Rockers, you had the Rockers together, and Shawn Michaels and Mario DiGiannetti. Shawn was the bigger man of the two, and that's why Shawn eventually went to the top. But he's kind of a half step below because he eventually got overtaken by Diesel. I know we hate Kevin Nash on the internet, right? You all hate Kevin Nash, Vanilla Midgets or whatever. That's a man. All right. Scott Hall. He may have called himself the bad guy. He's a bad man. Okay. Look at him. And it's the eye test. They talk about it in football all the time. You pass the eye test. In football, just because you're a little guy who's athletic, you don't always get to play. You don't always get to have the long career. Big guys who aren't as athletic might play the game for 17 years. It's just nature. And it may not even be right. And I'm sorry, but it's true. You know, there's a reason why these people get – and you can't teach – you know, Enzo Amore, for everything terrible about him, he used to say, you know, and this is Big Cass, and he's 7 foot tall. And what did he say after that, Patrick O'Dowd?
You can't teach that.
How you doing? Exactly. You can't teach – there's certain things you can't teach. Okay, two guys that kicked off Greatest Royal Rumble, John Cena and Triple H. That was two men fighting. And
I heard you about that sentence right there.
What's that?
said the irony of that sentence.
I know, right? I wasn't even planning that. But, because, yeah, they should let women wrestle there, but they didn't, and that's fine. Whatever. It's not about – we've talked that to death. We don't talk about it anymore. Now we're going to talk this topic to death. This weekend, next week.
Oh, Jesus.
They are men, and they are out there fighting. Like, I'll give you another example.
Man. Keep going.
Dalton Castle. The Peacock. He's a man. Look at him. He's a man. He's the legitimate personification. He is a man, and who goes with him? The boys.
The boys.
Like, literally. Okay, we're going to talk about All In later, okay? 10,000 people are all in. There's three guys putting that show on. Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks. That's a man and two boys. And Cody just kind of became a man recently. Like, that's just nature, okay? And his daddy was a man. Dusty would look back at the NWA. All right, and look, at the end of All In, I think, tell you right now, Cody's going to be the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion by the end of All In. I guarantee you 100% he wants to hold that belt. And Cody basically gets what Cody wants these days. Yeah, look at the Horsemen. Ric Flair. Listen to their names. Arn Anderson. How could you be anything but a man? Tully
Blanchard.
James J. Dillon. All right, Barry Windham. Like, Barry's kind of iffy with the Windham on the end. It's a man.
Yep.
Even Lex Luger. All right. He didn't make it the first he could have. It's a man. Okay. I'm sorry, but we got to change man called Sting to dude called Sting.
Oh, look at that. He did it.
I did it.
What happened to Stinger? I did it.
There's a reason why he didn't. He should have put his foot down. When they said Triple H is going to WrestleMania, you know what Sting said? Sting said, yes, sir. Been like, no way. You didn't do this for all these years for me to lose at WrestleMania. All right? And if he did that, he would have walked out there the winner. But he didn't. Because Triple H is a man. Sting's a dude. Okay? The Shield. All right? The Shield is a great example. Because when they first walked down those stairs, you had a man and two guys. Roman Reigns was a man from day one in the Shield. Seth Rollins was a guy. And he started off as a boy, became a guy. Then he became – Seth Rollins is a perfect example. Then he became a dude. Then he became a man. Dean Ambrose was a guy. Then he became a dude. And he's still a dude today. And it's like a diamond, okay? At the bottom of the diamond, you have boy. The two outer points of the diamond, you have dude and man. And you can laterally move between dude and man. And at the top – I'm sorry, dude and guy. Dude and guy is the side. At the top, you have man.
I love that you have now constructed a visual aid of how this all works. You know, as we kind of go through this, like, it's a fun little exercise to kind of go through it.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
And that's exactly what happened. So last week during our show, as we started talking about this man and woman stuff, the wheel started turning in that head of Patrick O'Dowd. And what idea did you come up with?
Oh, well, basically, we just kept rattling off all these names, and I was like, well, I think it would be just fun to start throwing names at Greg DeMarco and have him tell you, loyal fan, whether this person was a man, just a guy, a woman, et cetera, et cetera. And so I opened a Word document. I literally just opened a Word document, and I started typing names, and I did it in columns. And by the time I was done, I had four columns, top to bottom of the page, on a Calibri font at 11 point, single spaced, which turned into 112 names.
Yep. So basically, Patrick O'Dowd, basically you came up with an idea and
you just made the list.
I literally made the list.
And what's funny about this, I was just going through it to make sure that I was mentally ready to start going through this. I found one repeat so far, so I have replaced the repeat. so that Greg doesn't get that twice. but what I tried to do, I tried to do current names that we didn't really discuss. In the WWE, I did some WWE, I did some NXT, I did some Impact. I busted out some Lucha Underground. There's some ROH names in here. Then I started going to some old school names because we did talk about some old school names and people we love. I threw in some favorites of ours that I know the answer to, but I think it'll be fun for people to hear you talk about, you know, some of your favorites and how you view them. And then some darlings, both in the old school and the current group of just people that are names are out there that people are like, we love this person. And Greg's going to tell you whether your love for that person is that you love a guy or if you love a man. Or, you know, if you love...
Right.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA choice value packs of T-bone steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon, limit 5. Then buy one, get one free on select varieties of Entenmann's, Wonder Bread, or Vita Coco Water, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some chick, or if you love a woman. And so
and Patrick might have an opinion too, and that's okay. And you listening are probably going to have an opinion. I'm probably going to end up seeing this list somewhere on the internet later, people will be picking it apart.
If somebody's writing this down as we say these names, like, more power to you.
Yeah, Greg, more power to you to go get a life.
Yeah, right. Like you are crazy. I did appreciate we had some fellows on the chair shot who were asking for particular names or saying names should be on the list. I had to tell them to stop, and finally you had to step in and tell them to stop because they weren't understanding the game. Like I said, hey everybody, I'm making a list. If you want Greg to tell you a name that we didn't cover, DM me. And one, none of them did. They just did it in the thread where you could see them. And I was like, you are not understanding the point of the game.
And then they wanted me to answer. This is a guy, right? This is totally a man, isn't it, Greg? Like, I can't tell you. I can't.
Yeah.
You gotta wait.
And so we're gonna solve some of that now.
Right.
And I figure we'll start with some names that were requested.
Okay.
And I'll start with one that I think we covered last week.
Okay.
But there was some question, and I didn't have time to go back to listen, and so I thought I'd start up with somebody who's recently made their debut on SmackDown. They got to defeat some enhancement talent today. Just going to do the last name here, but one Mr. Almas. Why don't you tell me what you think of CN Almas?
Oh, that is. Look at him. Like, that is a man. That is 100% man. I think it was more addressed on Twitter than on the show last week. That is a man. And that man is managed by a woman. Like, they are the perfect combination. And you have a main event act on your hands right now with Andrade Cien Almas and Zelina Vega. Good on you. That might be the most successful NXT act of all time if they play their cards right.
We'll see. Another name that was brought up, older school name, at least, you know, big in the 80s and the 90s during the Monday Night Wars, big in the 80s during the WrestleMania era, people asking a lot of questions. One Macho Man, Randy Savage.
And I tease people, and I'm like, oh, is it the macho guy? Is it the macho dude? No way. That is a pure man. Like, look at this guy. Like, he was small for his era. He wasn't as big as – but it didn't matter. He seemed big. He came off big. And he was able to carry himself in the era of the Giants. Of course he was a man.
The cream of the crop promo.
Oh, yeah.
Far and away. Like – right there, like that just says it all. Cream of the crop. That's all you need to know about the Macho Man Randy.
100%. 100%. Look at him.
Loved it.
He's a man.
So, all right, I'm gonna shift to a polarizing figure. Let me just
clarify one thing, though. By the way, it's not about attractiveness. Everyone thinks it's about attractiveness.
No, it's not at all.
And that's why they like to say I'm gay. Like Macho Man Randy Savage, not as attractive as say a Roman Reigns, doesn't make a difference. He's a man.
Yeah. But now you're gay for Randy Savage.
Have been for a long time.
Very true. We love him. So I'm gonna shift to a guy. Or not a guy. I'm shifting
well, I'll
to
be
a
the
name.
Judge of that.
Yeah, you'll be the judge of that. currently on the roster. He's been on the roster for a really long time. Is more of a starting to shift into the land of part time. Polarizing wrestler. People tend to either love or hate this person. Randy Orton.
He looks like a movie star. That's a man. It's 100% man. Look at him. Now, I will say this. He's a man who will retire not having lived up to his full potential, which is crazy. He's an 11-time world champion. But, and Triple H has said if he wanted to, he would have been the biggest star in the business. Randy didn't want to. Randy made his choices, but still a man.
Excellent. All right. Very good. Very good. Let's see. This is so hard. There's so many names, and I don't want to do them in order. I'm trying to like hodgepodge and pick it. Let's do. I'm gonna throw another easy one at you.
Okay.
Because I can't believe. Yeah, I can't believe we didn't bring this name up last week. Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
I mean, come on, like
they, right?
He's top five. He's top five man.
How did
There's
we not
no
talk
way.
About him last week? Like, that's actually the real question. How is that? Like, when we were talking about men, how did we not talk about The Rock?
Well, it's funny, too, because no one is as – well, okay. There are guys out there that are jealous of The Rock, and but he got so over. But he got to have that heel run. And if Roman got to have that heel run, Roman would be over as a face right now or whenever he turned – whenever the fans turn him back. And he definitely would. But, yeah, there's no way he is anything.
You know your damn role and shut your damn mouth.
About other than a man. And by the way, if you don't think he's a man,
it doesn't matter what you think.
I haven't used those in a while. That was fun.
I know. Look, you know, again, softball was able to throw that one up nice and easy for it. All right, let's talk about a lady. Let's talk about a recently retired lady. Not by choice. Let's talk about Paige. What do you say to Paige?
Girl.
Oh, okay.
Girl. Maybe she's so young, and she started so young, and she never got a full chance to really develop into a woman on TV and in character. And I don't think she ever fully got the opportunity to do that. She may end up woman with her on screen role before it all is said and done, but in the ring, why she was a girl, maybe a gal or a chick, maybe that you know lateral movement on that side of things, definitely not the presence of a woman.
All right, well, let's switch to another name, more of an authority figure, occasional wrestler, daughter of the chairman, Stephanie McMahon. Helmsley.
You might as well name her Stephanie McWoman. I don't even like Stephanie. I don't. But that's
no,
a woman.
No, I know you don't. That's a woman.
Not a fan.
at least you can own that.
What's what we do?
Yep. Very good. All right, let's jump over to NXT. What do you say we go to NXT?
I love NXT.
All right, Johnny Gargano.
I always vote for NXT in our weekly match voting.
Gargano.
It's a guy.
Oh, Tommaso.
But stay in
Ciampa.
The triangle. Stay in the triangle. Yes, that's a man.
Tommaso Ciampa. That's a man.
That's a man. That's 100%.
Can I just argue? It Twitter has made him more of a man than I would have ever imagined.
Like, and that's just reacting to him. Oh, that's him. That's them reacting to the fact that he's a man.
But him on Twitter. Like his persona and the way that he has kept that going on Twitter, like in everything since the turn has been amazing.
He
but
is brilliant.
Him on Twitter, it's ridiculous. Like, and if you had told me that the dude we met in Delaware was going to be the dude that we see
one
right
of the
now,
nicest human beings ever.
Yes, never would have called it. But let's complete the triangle. Candice LeRae.
That's a woman. I honestly believe so.
And honestly, you go look at her. You look at her before she came to NXT, and the Crimson Mask of Candice LeRae in a couple of matches. That's all I needed.
And that's why, 25 years ago, the match that Gargano and Ciampa had at the last TakeOver would have ended with Candice turning on Johnny, because Johnny's a guy and Ciampa's a man, and the woman would have chosen the man. And could you – I mean, that's like a Mid-South Coliseum turn.
Right.
And that's a Kevin Sullivan booked turn right there that would have drawn so much money, would have turned Gargano into a man in the end. And they still booked this whole thing brilliantly, but they actually left money on the table.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, where do I want to go now? Oh, I'm going to pick a favorite of Greg's.
Okay.
I'm going to pick a favorite. Right? We're going to pick a tag team.
Okay.
We're not just going to pick any tag team. We're going to pick your favorite tag team, the Midnight Express.
So the Midnight Express is a very interesting
kind
of group of people to look at, because there have been three main members of the Midnight Express, not counting Jim Cornette, who is – I don't know where Prick falls in the thing, but we'll just call him a guy. I don't know. He's not a dude. He's not a man. He's not a boy. I can't give him that. So we're going to go guy for him. Stan Lane's a man. Sweet Stan is a man.
Yeah, Sweet Stan. Yeah.
Go old school for a minute. Loverboy Dennis, also a man. Like he could pull off that bandana around the neck.
Yeah, the neckerchief. Yeah, he's been doing it.
Yes, the neckerchief.
The neckerchief.
Bobby Eaton's a guy.
Yeah, beautiful Bobby.
Beautiful Bobby's a guy. And he was so talented in the ring, and they wanted to push Bobby so bad, but it never worked.
Yeah. I remember when he was running solo.
It just didn't work out. And they eventually had to put him in the Dangerous Alliance and team him with Arn Anderson, a man who could carry him. And if Sweet Stan Lane had the talent of beautiful Bobby Eaton, Sweet Stan Lane would have been the edge of their Edge and Christian. But he couldn't because – and maybe you should go there next. He couldn't because he didn't have the same in-ring talent.
Well, yeah, since you brought him up, you're going to make me switch off of what I was going to go with. So I was going to throw another soft at you. But let's Edge.
I'm going to talk about them in tandem.
Edge and Christian. How's
Edge
that?
And Christian.
You can do both.
Both got world title runs. Both of them, you know, the successful tag team, both got world title runs. Edge is a man. Christian's a dude. That's why Christian's not in the Hall of Fame yet. And Christian's still backstage being like, I could still wrestle. I could still wrestle. But you're not. But that's why Edge is always going to be considered over Christian. That's why Edge got the push over Christian. That's why Edge was in the company first, got Christian his job. That was a man move by Edge to get his best friend the job. And Edge is 100% man. Well, Christian's going to be in the Hall of Fame, just like Kevin Owens last week. He's a future Hall of Famer, and he's a guy. Christian's a dude, and he's dude because of the way he looks, acts, attitude, everything. But Edge was a dude, but he became a man.
Oh, okay. Want to stay in Canada?
Sure.
So – You opened with the joke, but Chris Jericho.
Jericho's so interesting. Well, it's tough to put into words.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. We're transparent here. We're honest, right?
Open it up.
I'm gonna have to go, dude.
Oh.
And here's why I hesitated, because I want to say man, but I hesitated because I think he's actually a dude. Now, I love what he's doing right now in New Japan with the swearing and everything else. And I feel like if they let him – I don't ever think he's ever had the creative freedom he fully needed to be a man. But I got to – based off the body of work and based on everything, I got to – it's super close though. Like there's definitely – there's a range where some people barely get to dude or guy and they're really boys. Like Gargano's almost – he's almost there. But like Jericho is literally – he's so close, but for some reason I was going to put him there and then couldn't.
All right.
I feel terrible about it. I love Jericho.
No, it's all right. It's all right. You can feel bad. I'm going to stay in Canada and bring up another name that people love to talk about from the past. Gone too soon. Owen Hart.
He unfortunately passed away a guy. Never fully had the chance. He may have gone down as a man in the end, but he just didn't have the opportunity.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Like when I put it down, I was like, people love Owen Hart.
And rightfully so.
Like, I love Ornard, rightfully so. Amazing talent, wonderful charisma.
I think we love him for what he could have been, too. Like, I think we believe he could have been this huge star that he never had the chance to be. But I don't even know because he wasn't at the time. So who knows?
It's hard to know. Which,
but I'm going to afford us that opportunity because he is gone.
Yep. And you talk about people who we talk a lot about what could have been. We'll do another what could have been. And you told me to hold off on this name last week and save it for this week. So Magnum TA.
Okay. This is where we're going to go there. And this is funny because some guy on Twitter basically he's got his own Pornhub channel. And he's coming after me saying that I'm gay and all this stuff. And in his little Twitter, the header graphic or whatever it's called, has three pictures of Trojan condoms in the wrapper. And I went after him in the most inappropriate way possible and literally went to the condom drawer, took the picture of the condoms and posted it on there. Magnum TA, the man is named after the large size condom. He's a man. When you hear the name Magnum TA, only one thing comes to mind.
He's a man.
Like, that's all I can say.
Very much.
Is a man.
You know, it
would have been a huge star. Could have been a huge star. Was a huge star.
Like, yeah. His look going in and he'll have forever, regardless of what it is, that match with him and Tully in the cage. Is just like if you only watch one old NWA match, like that's one to watch because it was amazing.
And since you went there, since I'm going to go there, and we talked about Tully Blanchard last week, and that's a man. Like these old school guys are more men. Like you couldn't get in the business if you weren't. Talk to Dom Vitale, like he had to beg for months to be trained. Nowadays, you're like, I got money and they train you. I'll pay whatever the fee is and you get trained. And that's one of the problems with the business right now. But so Magnum TA is the stepfather and Tully Blanchard is the father. So I'll go there right now. In the past 6 months, I'm willing to say that Tessa Blanchard is a woman. And she's super young. I'll be – and I'm just going to – full transparency. The end of her relationship with Ricochet, I think – put her into that category, like the way she handled it, what she had to go through, kind of that you have to go through adversity sometimes to really get there. And for some people are just born that way. Some people just pop out. Like I said before, Roman Reigns popped out. The doctor was like, that's a man. But Tessa Blanchard had to grow into it. And I think she is. And that potential was obviously there because her father's Tully Blanchard. Her stepdad is Magnum TA. Like you just don't get the only thing that would stop her from being that is herself. And she's not stopping herself from being that.
Nice, very good. Since you mentioned it up, let's talk about the ex, Ricochet.
I'm trying to figure out where I place him in the bottom triangle of the diamond. It's weird, too, because, like, Prince Puma was close.
Yeah.
Ricochet, I'm going to have to go Guy.
Yeah, I actually had written Puma / Ricochet on the list.
Yeah,
Puma
was close because Puma had this like toughness about him and everything. But like Ricochet, I got to go Guy. Now, he might get there. He's got time.
Yeah.
Also, he's been on the program as well. I think he will get there, but I got to go Guy.
Nice. All right. I can get behind that. I only picked one name. So you told me to be careful about like going overseas. And I know more folks.
Right.
But I did want to pull one name out of New Japan that we didn't talk about last week. We talked about Okada. Hiroshi Tanahashi.
He's Japanese John Cena. That's a man.
Yeah.
That's
you know what? I missed the long flowing hair of Tanahashi, though. Like, that was
my
favorite.
Agree.
Like, that was good stuff.
Agree. Like there's it's funny because everybody puts Okada and Reigns on the same level. A lot of New Japan fans, by the way, would love to see Okada versus Reigns. It's kind of funny that New Japan fans actually appreciate Roman Reigns more than American independent fans, but yet American independent fans love New Japan. Think about this where you are right now. But Roman's got some Tanahashi to him.
Yeah, a little bit. I can see that. Let's see. I haven't really touched Impact. and actually, full disclosure, like, it was tough for me because I haven't really been watching Impact lately. So we'll start with a friend of the program, old friend of the program, recently joining Impact, a lady, Won Soo Young.
That's a woman.
Yeah.
I have to give a woman.
Biased?
I knew too much. Yeah, I'm biased.
Yeah.
100%.
The character, though, I will say the character changed. Like, when she started this iteration, that made a huge shift in her character and who she is.
I mean, okay. The person's a woman.
Oh.
The actual wrestler that you see might be a chick.
May, I don't know. I kind of like her. Wrestler, woman, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of,
well, it's hard to separate the person from when you know somebody a certain level. It's really hard to make that separation.
Absolutely. Yeah, but you know, we pull no punches here on the 112 name list. here we go. Eli Drake.
That's a man. Look at him.
Yeah.
He may never get to meet his full potential, but I mean, that's a man. I don't know why he didn't make it in WWE unless it's steroids or something. I don't know. But look at the dude. Like, his run with the world championship, and sometimes when ownership changes and bookers change and whatever, I hope he gets another run at the top because he's actually phenomenal too. He's a phenomenal performer. And I wasn't a huge fan. Like, I wasn't a big Sean Ricker fan, but just for some reason, like, Eli Drake, when he took on that character and that persona, I was like, yeah, this guy's got it. He's a man.
Word. All right. You mentioned steroids. I'm not implying anything. Brian Cage.
Oh, dude, that's a man. Look at him.
Dude, that's a beast.
That's a beast of a man. That's a monster. He's almost in that Braun Strowman monster category, which is a subset somewhere between man and dude. I don't know. But, I mean, maybe we can make a separate classification for him as machine. I don't know. But
yeah, right?
Yeah, look at him. And that's why he's not in WWE. I mean, let's be honest. That's just not natural. I don't care. I think Impact should push him to the moon.
Word. Pentagon Jr. Or actually not Pentagon Jr. anymore. But
right.
Pentagon Don.
Dude.
Dude. Wow,
and you know
you
he's
love
one of
him.
Favorite.
I do love him.
He's a dude. He's over. He's over as can be. And but so's Finn Balor. And I gave him guy last week. So, yeah, I got to go, dude. I'm sorry, Pentagon.
All right.
Close, though. It's close.
Last one from Impact, and I did this just for you because I wanted to hear this response. Abyss.
It's a fucking joke.
Oh!
You know I hate Abyss. I absolutely hate him. He's a guy. I'm not going to go boy on him just to be spiteful, though. He's a guy.
I almost put him last. I was almost going to have him be the last name, and I was like, I don't know if I can end on that.
But yeah, he's a guy. Just a guy.
Cool. All right. Let's go back to the WWE. Let's go back to NXT. Aleister Black.
He's a dude, but he might not end that way.
Yeah.
He might end up a man. We gotta see. He needs more time. But he's got that potential, but I think right now he's a dude.
EC3.
Because right now he's still based on mystique and tattoos and gimmick. Oh, sorry. And it's just not there yet, but I think it will be. Sorry. I missed who you said.
EC3.
That's a man.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't always a man. Derek Bateman was like this weird, like, should be a man but isn't. And even when EC3 started, like, I loved the whole EC3 gimmick when it was first introduced and he was doing the vignettes and everything and what was then TNA. It was still kind of weird, though, because it's like it was the body and face of a man, but not the persona and aura of a man. And he finally grew into that. Yep. Now he's a man.
All right. Velveteen Dream.
I think it's a man. It takes a man to play that character the way he is.
Yeah,
I think. And he's got that man potential. Will he get there? I don't know. But I think you've got to be a man to play that character as well as he does. Because he is – everything I know about Patrick Clark, he's a full-on heterosexual man. But he plays that androgynous character so well. and one of the best characters on any brand of any promotion right now. He doesn't quite have it in the ring, and people, I think, give him a pass, and they shouldn't. But he will get there, and he could be a huge star. But I think he's a man. We'll see if he meets that man potential.
All right, Shayna Baszler.
That's a gal or a chick, same level.
All right. Let's pick on some of my favorites, and I already know the answer to a lot of these, so okay. I'm okay with it. So, Christopher Daniels.
Damn it. He's a guy.
He's one of the most proficient wrestlers out there, but he's a guy.
I know. I feel so bad. I love him. But he's a guy.
I do too. Well, that's okay. I'm gonna let you keep picking on people I like. Carmella.
You know, this came up, and I thought she was going to come up last week. I think you're going to disagree with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I see a woman when I look at her.
Oh, see, I was hoping you'd see a woman. Because I was expecting you to disrespect the woman that is Carmella. Like, I was ready for it.
But yeah. I really do, and I think a lot of people are going to disagree with me. And oh, I think yeah. a lot of people will be like,
do.
Oh, like, I'm playing know. Favorites or whatever. But I got to call it as I see it.
Yeah. Like, there's a reason that Triple H said, we don't want you with Cass and Enzo anymore. Like, that happened.
Yeah, and I think she's going to get there. I think you will, by the end of, you know, in the next two years from now, a lot of people would argue that point today, and I think 2 years from now they won't.
Nice. All right, let's go with my all-time favorite wrestler, Nick Bockwinkle.
That's a man.
Hell
you can't
yeah,
say
Nick.
The word Bockwinkle. I mean, come on, Nick Bockwinkle. He was one of those guys that made, you know, rolling around with guys in your underwear look fierce, look competitive, look, and that took men to do that. He's in that Tully Blanchard, Arn Anderson, you know, mold of people, and yeah, that's a man. Go back and watch
these
people.
And he was smarter than you would ever hope to be. Great. Him and Bobby Heenan, wonderful stuff. All right, ECW, Raven.
Dude.
Nice.
Maybe guy. Somewhere in that middle range.
Yeah. You hit on Rob Van Dam last week, so I didn't put him on the list, but do you
That's
want to repeat it
yep.
for the class? For the
dude.
Sabu.
Guy.
Yeah, here I you know this is what was really interesting because I'm about to name another one. I struggled with the names. Tommy Dreamer, like he's the definition of a guy.
He really is.
He
kind of gave me an out right there. You did because I don't think I was going to put it in words as well as you were going to. He really is the definition of a guy, and I'm a big Dreamer fan, bigger than people would think.
I mean, when you're refusing to put. You know, put yourself over at the point in time when your feud with the guy you're feuding with is supposed to. Like he wanted.
It kind of goes
move.
To that same vein that I was talking about with Sting, and the reason why I said he's a guy called Sting. Sting, there's no reason Sting lost at WrestleMania 31 other than the fact that he's a guy. The man called Sting would have been like, "Oh hell no, I'm not losing this match. We didn't go through these years for me to lose this match." And if he said that, I guarantee you he goes over. They would not have balked. Triple H would have been like, "You're exactly right, Vince. This man needs to go over," and he would have gone over.
All right, so
and that would have been a conversation between three men, having that conversation. That's how it would have been settled, but it wasn't because Sting's a guy.
So I'm gonna bring this back. When I think of these guys, I always think ECW first, and I know their career was went much further than ECW. But this is really where I think of them, even though you know they made their hay everywhere else. Bubba/Bully Ray and Devon Dudley, the Dudleys.
They're guys.
Both of them?
Bully, I...
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because, like, is he doing the bully thing to get himself up there? I don't know. That's like the most closest I've been to so far. It's the opposite of earlier when I wanted to say man and had to say guy. It's like I kind of want to say guy, but have to say man. For Bully Ray, I didn't easily guess his name coming, but I want to be as in the for the listeners. Ray is much like a guy. I think I'm wrong. I think he's a man.
Huh? All right. So let's finish out the last great trio of tag teams with the Hardys.
Dudes.
Both of them?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, sorry. Dudes.
No, don't apologize.
But since we're here, Matt Hardy's wife, Rebus Sky, that's a woman.
Nice.
100%. All right. Look at her. It's a woman. All woman.
Very good. Very good. Let's pick on some of Greg's favorites. 112 takes a long time. Taz.
That's a guy.
Wow.
That's why he didn't work out in WWE. Like, he started off hot, and then he flamed out, and they started using him weird and everything. And it's like, if he was a man, it happened. And I love Taz. It's a guy.
Yeah, he's one of your guys. Like, so, that, literally, yep. One of your guys.
He's like right on the top of that. He's one guy. Yeah, he's on top of that threshold. But yeah.
Well, let's go with one. I think that'll pick you up. Kurt Angle.
Go back.
Another one I can't.
ECW, I think, as would have been. I did his WWE career. That did it. He won an Olympic gold medal with a broke freaking.
Yeah, it's true.
Say no more.
That is very true.
Right. Now, shell of his for man himself, but he's a man.
Fair enough, fair enough. Let's go to Mexico. Sting Cuerno.
That's a man.
Yeah, that's a man.
Weird, but he's a dude. Because Sting Cuerno's a man, but El Hijo del Fantasma is like a dude to me.
Yeah.
So I think it's the persona that he's able to, and maybe Cuerno brings that out of him better than the other character has, but when I see King Cuerno, I see a man.
Cool. Mil Muerte.
It's hard to consider these guys because the mask is part of them.
Yeah, oh, very much so.
Because it's funny, I knew where you were going next.
Muerte was next, yep.
That's a man. But look at El Messias, other characters he's played, never did it for me. Those were guys. But Mil Muertes, so he had that. And some of these guys have man in them, but it just never comes out. Mm-hmm. Whereas EC3 was the opposite. It was a man on the outside, not inside. So, yeah, Mil Muertes, that is a man.
Johnny Mundo.
Wait, go backwards. He has a manager.
Oh, I'm sorry. Katrina?
That's a freaking woman.
Oh, God, you have no idea.
I love that way. That's one of my – she doesn't come up a lot, but that is a favorite of mine. And that is a freaking woman.
Best follow I ever made on Twitter.
Oh, dude, she is – the lick of death, everything like they – another great example of WWE not knowing how to use somebody. That she could have been a huge star there.
Oh, yeah. All right. Now Johnny Mundo.
It's a dude.
All right. Taya Valkyrie.
That's a woman. Especially because if you see her now, like, she's put on a little bit of weight and she's so happy with who she is. And she's so – go watch the match between her and Brian Cage. That is a woman. Like, yeah. Like, there's no way. Like, she made it believable. That dude is a monster. The man is a monster. She made that match believable. That is a woman.
Cool. Let's go. All right. Time to touch some of honors here. Jay and Mark Briscoe.
No, they're men. They're men whose welcome is worn out, in my opinion. I really hope Cody and Adam Page beat them because I'm tired of seeing them with any tag team ties. But they're men.
Jay Lethal.
It's a guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jay Lethal. Big fan.
You brought this name up with his all of three title defenses, Homicide, also currently with Impact Wrestling.
It's a guy.
Yep. Gets a little bit easier over here. Let's see.
There's a reason why they've ascended to the level they have.
Yeah. Tennille Dashwood.
That's a woman.
Yeah, now.
Yeah, now.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah, I want that.
I think she'll get another chance. I think she'll get another chance.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, friend of the program, there she is. Kelly Klein.
Oh, that's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
A sorely misused woman. That is a woman.
Right.
There's no reason she wasn't the first Woman of Honor champion. That is a major oversight.
That was a travesty. Just a travesty.
Yes. That was a travesty and mockery.
Oh.
That was for you, PC Tunney. I know you love that one.
All right, so I put this name on here just because I personally love this this wrestler, Silas Young.
He's a man.
Yep.
He's a man. I think he's overrated. The company overrates him, but he's definitely a man. And he's been on the show. I mean, and his wife, and they're amazing people. His wife's a woman, 100%. But yeah, he's a man.
All right, couple of.
By the way, just as an aside, just for all the haters out there who want to laugh at me, you know how when you have Twitter open, on the right hand side it says who to follow.
Yep.
All three who to follow suggestions have Roman Reigns as their profile picture.
That's awesome.
The first one's name is Roman Empire. The second one's name is Roman _ Empire. The third one's name is Denise, but her profile picture is Roman Reigns.
That's hilarious. Mine keeps telling me to follow Alexa Bliss and Becky Lynch. So
we should follow the second.
Rebecca Quinn. Let's see.
A woman, as we established last week.
Yes, we did. Ember Moon. Let's go back to current wrestlers.
Right now, she's a chick, but she won't be for long.
Yep. Ruby Riott.
Chick.
Alicia Fox.
I wish we would see more of her real personality because she's a woman, but she's portrayed on TV as a chick, but she's a woman.
Lana.
That's a woman.
Yeah.
Now she may have peaked as a woman as the Ravishing Russian, and what they're doing with her now, not so much. I don't love it. I think she's my, and dudes are going nuts for it, and that's just because they're hypocritical and stupid.
They're dudes.
But
yep.
They're dudes, exactly. But at her peak, she was a woman.
All right. The other half of that partnership,
that's a man.
At least once upon a time, Rusev, yeah.
That's a man. Now, right now, I'm sorry. That's a dude.
Oh. Whoa,
physically, he is a man. But there was a promo a couple weeks ago on SmackDown where he's backstage, he's talking to Aiden English, and he's all chummy and everything else. And, like, that's not who that is. He is allowing the man to be suppressed. And so he's a dude until he stops doing that.
Fair enough. Bobby Lashley.
See, there are some times where you have control over this. There are.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Bobby Lashley.
That's a guy.
Right?
Which is crazy. Muscle upon muscle. Like, he's Brian Cage in so many ways, but he's not Brian Cage in so many ways.
Right? Bobby Roode.
That's a man, but I think he's past his prime.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying it, because I love Bobby Roode, but I think part of the issue with him right now is he peaked in TNA when he was the longest reigning world champion, which he should have. And now we're kind of watching like the Bobby Roode appreciation show in a lot of ways.
Right.
And I'm glad he's getting the opportunity, but his best days are behind him.
Right. All right. Walk with Elias.
He's a dude. He may not end that way.
Yeah.
He's a dude. For a while, he was manning it up, but he's a dude, which is funny because he looks like the illegitimate son of the Macho Man, but he may not end that way. But Elias, guitar toting Elias, singing songs, he's gonna peak a dude unless there's some changes.
All right. The Bludgeon Brothers. I don't know why. How did they get on there?
Anyway, Luke Harper's a man.
Yeah.
Eric Rowan's a dude.
Word.
And that's why they really shouldn't be together.
Right.
Oh, I like where you're going, and I thought about this one.
The Rock and Roll Express.
There's a reason why Ricky Morton was the face in peril. Because he was a boy.
Yeah.
And he had to dive and tag a man in to clean up for him. Because look at Robert Gibson, like Harry. If you hear him talk, he had that raspy voice.
Yeah, he did.
That was a boy and a man, and that's why it worked. Because as much as people love Ricky Morton, there are a lot of people in that, a lot of women in that crowd that love Robert Gibson too.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's stick with some Hall of Famers, at least in my book, the Freebirds.
Three men, old school men. Three,
oh, yeah.
100%.
I'll give you four, throwing
Jimmy Garvin, four.
Hell yeah.
Throwing Ronnie Garvin, five.
I didn't even have Ronnie on this list.
Any more Garvin sitting around? Terry Garvin was a thing, but I don't think he was a man because I don't remember him.
I'm going to throw you the softest of softballs. I think this is the easiest one to do. The Road Warriors.
Two men.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No question.
Animal is kind of a whiny bitch now, but he was a man.
Yeah, at the time, though.
God, someone's going to tweet that guy and tell him I call him a whiny bitch. I know they are.
That's okay. How about the Ultimate Warrior?
You know, it's funny because last week I thought about this name.
Yep.
And I feel like Hogan made a man out of him, but I think he was really a dude, and that's why it didn't work.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Let's go a couple more tag teams. Harlem Heat.
Men.
Steiner Brothers.
Men.
Oh, okay.
Definitely. I really wish Scott Steiner didn't turn down the world title the first time they offered it to him. He did so out of fear that his brother would end up out of a job, so it's commendable that he did that. But that Clash of Champions where Ric Flair and Scott Steiner wrestled to a draw or however the finish was, he should have won the title then. And Flair wanted him to. Flair wanted him to put the belt on Scott Steiner, and Steiner said no. So that's kind of crazy.
All right. Hall of Famer Diamond Dallas Page.
I love DDP yoga. I have the DVDs.
Yeah.
That's a dude.
Yeah, it's a dude. I'm with you on that one.
He had a hell of a career. He called himself an anomaly in a promo once, and he was right. But, man, he made the most of it, and God love him. It's a dude.
All right. Ming and the Barbarian.
Those are men.
Also known as
Come
Haku.
On now. Come on now. Especially Ming. Ming's top five man. If I were to meet him today in person, I'd probably be afraid.
The stories about him and the things he would do like to people are ridiculous. Go back and read them, folks. Look
it's really funny too, because I don't care about autographs. I'm not a big autograph guy. I'm not a big, oh my God, I just met so-and-so guy. But there's something about Haku that's like, oh, dude, yes, sir. No, sir. Nice to meet you, sir. Moving on.
Oh, yeah. You follow the rules. The British Bulldogs, both of them.
Just forget which one I want to address first. So, Davey Boy's a man. Dynamite's a guy.
That'll stir some people up.
Let them.
Word. All right, the Iron Sheik.
We got 15 minutes left, just to let you know.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm just rattling off names. I'm cutting through the old school ones and then getting back.
It takes a man to break your back and make you humble.
That's right.
And he's still living it up today. Good for him.
Hell yeah. Bob Backlund.
That's a guy.
King Kong Bundy.
Guy. Look at Backlund and compare him to Nick Bockwinkel. That's why he's a guy. Because they're kind of the same, but Bockwinkel was a better Backlund than Backlund was.
Yep. King Kong Bundy, that was the next one.
Guy.
The Rock, Don Morocco.
That's a man.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Dude,
really?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Here's an easy one for you. Dean Malenko.
That's a man.
Yeah.
Look at him.
I like it.
He might be a little man, but he's a man.
All right. One of my favorite all-time favorite guys from the 80s who I never thought got his due. So I have an opinion. Paul Orndorff.
Oh, I talked about him a little bit last week when I talked about WrestleMania 1. That's a man.
Yep. Here's another easy one. Harley Race.
Oh, that is a man. I mean, I was hoping you were going to ask about him. If you didn't, I would have brought him up. That's all, man.
Yeah.
That's one of the men who had the business built on his back.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Kerry Von Erich.
At the end of the day, he was a dude.
Yeah. Right. Great look. Big John Studd.
That's a man. He didn't.
Junkyard
you know,
Dog.
He,
nope.
Man.
I'm just rolling through them now.
That's fine.
All right. Vader.
Man. But he can't let go.
Yep. Yeah.
He's definitely low end of the man spectrum, apparently, based on my reaction.
Sensational Sherry.
That's a woman. 100%.
Mickey James.
That is a woman. And I mean... Go back and watch her promo in TNA sitting on a ladder, and that was like the peak for her. I know people think it was the angle with Trish Stratus, and you know I love that, but that is a woman who could carry a story on her own, and that's the full living proof right there. When she talks about climbing that ladder rung by damn rung, like that was a thing of beauty.
All right, speaking of which, Trish Stratus.
Woman.
Lita.
Chick.
Really?
Wow. I knew you were going there, too.
Ivory.
Girl. No, I'm sorry, gal.
Gal. Okay. Mm-hmm. Beth Phoenix.
Gal.
All right, I'm going to go Amazon.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer Wendy Richter.
It's hard because of her time frame.
Yep.
So I'm going to go woman.
Hall of Famer Medusa Michelli / Alundra Blaze /
woman.
There you go.
Woman / woman / woman. She drives
Paul
a monster
Hayden,
truck.
Yep.
Come on.
There is that. From the independent ranks, Kimberly. Not so much independent anymore, but Kimberly.
That's a woman. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
That is, she did not get her due in WWE. Watch her matches from the Mae Young Classic, and that's why I'm saying woman. That's all you need to see right there. Yeah, I get the Chikara and being the Grand Champion and all that. Watch her Mae Young Classic matches. Look at the crowd's engagement, her matches versus some of the others. That is a woman.
Sienna / Allison Kay / et cetera, et cetera.
Chick.
Chick.
I know you're a fan, but chick.
Oh, I am a fan. Rosemary.
That's a woman. Look at what happened in Mexico and how she handled it. That's a woman.
Very true. Gail
Kim. That girl, Sexy Star, did that to her.
Right. I didn't even put her on the list because I didn't need it. Gail Kim.
Woman. Through and through.
Talia.
That's a woman.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. One of my favorite women's wrestlers who... never got her run on the WWE television the way we would have liked. And has a very good career there now. Sara Del Rey.
I think she was a gal.
Yeah.
And that's why she never got that run. But she's doing it. I mean, she's amazing. But yeah, gal.
Yeah. Her cohort behind the scenes, Adam Pearce.
That's a man.
Friend of the program.
Come on.
Yeah.
even if he wasn't friend of the program.
Yeah.
Like, and all transparency, if I thought he was a guy, I'd say man just because I love him so much. But go back and listen to any of our interviews with him. Like, everything he talks about earned respect and all that. Like, that's a man, 100%. The way
all
he
right.
lives his life, everything.
Nice. Ivelisse.
That's a woman.
Very cool. All right, we're coming to the tail end here. Last woman on the list. I saved her for you. Taylor Hendricks.
So, this is funny. There's so many drawbacks about this person. There's so much that we don't talk about on the air. Things we've been through. Things we know about that no one speaks of. Just like there are plenty of other people. But there's so much that we don't talk about that woman. Look at that woman. Look at her. She is phenomenal and don't like her so much pettiness, whatever, but that is a woman. Pure 100% woman. And I know you may not agree with me, but that is a woman.
All right. All right, let's round it out here. We got Ken Shamrock.
That's a man.
Mick Foley.
That's a dude, but really close.
Like, oh, on the edge.
Because, I mean, he had to do the things he had to do to get himself over. And kind of almost like Abyss in a way.
Yep.
And Abyss kind of stole it from Foley, but way higher on the list than Abyss is for damn sure. But I got to go, dude. Close, but dude.
All right. I can't believe I missed this as I was going through the old school guys. Mr. Fuji.
If you watch his old stuff back when he was a wrestler, him and your favorite Professor Toru Tanaka, those were men.
Masa Saito. Yeah.
Man. He's kind of in that Haku range, too.
Right. One of your favorites from Japan of all time, the great Muda.
The great man.
Jushin Thunder Liger.
Despite the match where the Kishin Liger match, which is one of my three favorite matches of all time, he's a dude.
All right. The Big Show.
That's funny because I can't help but think he's a guy.
Right? He's almost.
Yeah, he's all almost, right. But he's a guy.
It's interesting how this fell out, the few names that we have left. I actually know which one I'm going to have you do last. So we'll go with a WWE guy, Bray Wyatt.
He's a dude. He's a guy. Mm-hmm. But he may not end up that way. I think they might have. Yeah, he's a guy.
Zack Sabre Jr.
He's a man.
Yeah?
He might be a little scrawny, whatever you want to call him, but when you watch him in the ring, especially his heel work, you look at his mannerisms, you look at his face, mm-hmm. That's a man.
Will Ospreay. Ospreay.
That's a guy. May not end up that way. No, probably will end up that way. That's a guy.
All right. Pete Dunne.
That's a man.
I stayed away from Europe quite a bit.
They may be on your list, they may not be, but all of Mustache Mountain, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bates, Trent Seven, they're men.
Yep.
They might be young men, but they're men.
Yep. Marty Scurll.
Guy.
Yeah? Think so?
Yeah, and I like him. I like him. He's a guy.
Okay. Austin Aries.
The greatest guy that ever lived.
And last but not least, another repeat interview before they went to NXT, Adam Cole, baby.
That's a man.
So that was it. That's 112.
We got to go back. There's one name you didn't say that I even teased last week. That is Viva La Raza himself, Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, yeah, I thought we talked about Eddie.
Eddie is kind of the ultimate example, too. He's kind of what Seth Rollins is now. He started off almost as a boy and then became a guy into a dude, especially about China stuff. But at the end of the day, he finished up a man. Like, we got to watch him become a man through everything. And Eddie Guerrero, sad as it is that he's gone. And look, if he were here right now, he'd be retired and doing whatever. But that was a man.
Cool. All right. Well, my bad on forgetting about Eddie.
How dare you? No, I'm just kidding. It happens.
Whatever.
It's quite all right.
There you go.
You had a list of 112
names.
Come on names. Yeah. Like, if people have anything to say about that, they can, you know what they can do. I got nothing. Got nothing for them.
All right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. The clock is ticking, and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here.
I don't think we got 3 minutes left. I really don't. I think we're done.
All right.
I think
well
we did
played,
it.
Sir.
I think we've got through it all. We did it. I hope you guys like the list. Hope you guys understand the topics we're talking about, too, because they're very important. Tell them where to follow you. They should follow you on Twitter. Not enough people do.
Yes. I do not have near the followers that our guest had today. Follow me on Twitter, @WrestlingRealist. That is @ Wrestling, WRESTLNG, Realist, spelled with the I.
That's right. No I in the beginning, definitely the I in the end. Good job putting together that list. That's a lot of work that you put in there. And definitely.
It was.
Definitely.
I'll never get that hour of my life back.
Right. But hey, you know what?
Just kind of sad that it only took me an hour.
Take next week off.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for joining me on the Best of the Greg DeMarco Show. We'll return next week with myself, Patrick O'Dowd, and of course, Greg DeMarco. I'm Miranda Morales. Everyone, please stay safe out there. And don't forget to always use your head.
Trying to get home to stream that highly anticipated series finale? Well, it may take longer with T-Mobile 5G home internet. You could be stuck with slower speeds during the busiest hours because you share your network with cell phone users. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Plus, Cox offers free panoramic Wi-Fi equipment and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Why not switch? Visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Trying to grab all the groceries in one trip? Oof, not how you would have done that. You know sometimes less is more. Like when you drive less and save with the USAA annual mileage discount. USAA, get a quote today.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big.